This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The last few games of the season are very meaningful for a lot of teams, including the Seattle Mariners. Let's talk to Greg Johns about that. I'm Allison Futter. Greg, so they're keep fighting, right? That is their mantra, keep fighting. And they go home for four games this weekend against the A's, and it looks like these games are going to matter. So I guess this is all they can really ask for, right?
Well, I guess they could ask for a 10-game lead right now. It'd be great. But, right. But yeah, when they set from the start of this year, we want to be in it at the end. And you know, this wasn't a club that was, you know, probably going to win 100 games. They're not the Cubs. They're a team that thought they could compete, and they're doing that. Would they love to be a little better shape? Of course. They are going into the last homestand with a chance, and, you know, that's something they haven't had much, you know, in the last 15 years. So, we'll see how they do. The A's are in last place in the West. You think that's a team you can come in and do some damage, see what happens. They're going to need some help from other teams, but they do have a chance.
So they came into Houston, and it was a very exciting first game. Robinson Cano, you could explain it that he's just like a great hitter. And so, of course, when you see a team enough, you're probably going to have the great hitters. They're probably going to do very well. But it is a little uncanny how great he is against the Astros, and it could not have been more timely than right now.
Two home runs his first game of this series. And it's funny, though, Allison, you look at Cano, what he does to the Astros, and Jose Altuve seems to do the same thing to the Mariners. So it's been fun watching those two second basemen all year with unbelievable series against each other. And yet Cano with, I think 22 of his RBIs this year just against the Astros, which is pretty amazing. But he's been huge and from start to finish, and nice to see him finishing strong this year. It's been a great year for Robinson and well-deserved.
So Felix Hernandez, is there any concern? I mean, I only really see him when he's pitching against the Astros, and he does not ever really do well. But there has to be a little concern there, right? That there are games that he is just not good.
There's no question. Felix is not Felix of 5 years ago. He's got to be a better pitcher. He's got to be a smarter pitcher. And Felix is a smart pitcher. So that is there concern? Well, of course, you know, you want your ace to be, you know, the overpowering guy. I don't know if Felix is going to be that guy. He's talking about he needs to learn how to pitch differently. He's got great stuff. It'll be interesting to see how he comes back next year, what he does with this offseason. We'll see how he comes back. You know, he had the injury this year, missed 2 months, certainly affected things. He's 30 years old. He's pitched a ton of innings. I mean, that's the thing with Felix, that the wear on his arm is pretty amazing. We'll see where he goes. Is there a concern? I think there's always concern when you look at a guy that's not as dominant as he was, but that doesn't mean he's not going to be an effective pitcher and learn to, you know, be what he is, which if he uses that changeup, the tough thing with him is if teams wait for him to get that changeup up or wait for him to get up in the zone, he didn't quite have the fastball he used to have. He needs to command that fastball if he's going to be that good. He hasn't quite had that in the last, especially against the Astros, as you mentioned. But that kind of goes back. He's only faced them three times in the last 2 years. Tough the whole way. So, you know, we saw him his last start before Houston, 7 innings, 2 hits, no runs against the Toronto Blue Jays, which is one of the best offenses in baseball. So is it in there? Yes. He still can be Felix when everything's clicking.
Okay, so going into this last weekend, I mean, what part of this team gives you the most confidence? I mean, do you feel like the bullpen is really going to be able to keep things together? You think the offense? I mean, what's kind of the key to this final weekend of the season? Putting you on the spot.
To me, they've got a hit at home. They didn't hit well in their last homestand. They've hit well at home over the course of the year. Sometimes when you get in Safeco late in the year, it gets a little cooler. The ball doesn't quite carry. This is a team that's kind of relied on the long ball this year. And when that's not carrying out quite as much, you know, sometimes your big innings turn into, you know, not quite so big, and you're in a pitcher's duel. But Nelson Cruz, to me, interesting. His left wrist has been hurting. And yet he hit four homers in three games in Minnesota with the same wrist. But you can see him when he swings. You know, he's visibly wincing on that thing, and that's going to be tough for him. So they got to get production, you know, up and down the lineup. You know, maybe score some runs without hitting home runs and manufacture some runs, which is what this club was supposed to be built on. So, you know, maybe that can be the key for them as they go down the stretch. They need to get Kyle Seager hitting a little better. You know, he's kind of had a little rough stretch here. You know, those three guys in the middle, Cano, Cruz, and Seager, have really carried this club. And, you know, if they play well, they certainly have a chance to do some damage against the A's.
Is there any surprise on your part? I mean, just like looking at overall with all of the teams that are limping into the playoffs. I mean, it is amazing. Like, the key players are going down with so many of these teams. I don't remember ever seeing anything like this where not only that with the injuries, but just with these contending teams that just are losing their way into October and still very much in contention. I mean, this has been a weird year.
It is, and it gives you reason to think if you can get in this thing, you know, you get in the party, which is true in baseball a lot of times. I mean, you be the last wild card team in and win the World Series. So, and that's the thing that makes baseball players pretty interesting. But you're right. You know, you look at most every club, and you think, yeah, you know, that's a team that could be beat. Which means if you're playing them, you got a shot. Mariners, you know, if they get in a series, I like their pitching. I like their starting pitching, and their bullpen is good. You get in the playoffs, you see what you can do. They don't maybe have the dominant ace that, but not a lot of teams do right now. So, you know, I like their setup if they can get in it, but you got to get in it. So, hey, let's see what happens.
All right. Thank you very much, Greg.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.